The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, Jonathan Joseph checks in, original Texan Chester Pitts, Texans in the community, cheerleaders, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360, the show that keeps you up to date with what's happening with your favorite professional football team. We are in a six-week period between minicamp and training camp, and we are at Houston Texans Grill this week, where we did Texans radio on the road a couple of times. One of our guests on the phone was Jonathan Joseph, who recently signed a contract extension, and he's certainly happy about it.
Jonathan, the timing of this happening right near the end, it was well timed by you, so you didn't get to join us on the radio when it all happened. But had this been something that had this been something kind of in the works for a while? How did this kind of all come about? The fact that it was signed last, I think it was last Thursday when you guys took off for the movies.
Yeah, actually, we've been talking way before the draft even happened. So it's been a while. And, both sides obviously wanted to get something done, but, it wasn't much of a rush. We've been in talks and that we both wanted to get something done, so we just kind of let things play itself out. And, at the end of camp there, we just went ahead and wrapped it up, basically.
JJo, last year you were thinking after the season was over that you'd have one more year left on your contract. Was it something that was in the back of your mind that you may only have one year left with the Texans, or did you know that in the end you would end up staying here? I mean, what were your thoughts on the whole scenario long term? Had you thought about it much?
I didn't really think about it. But, obviously, the closer you get to that moment, the more you start to realize it, and obviously this is the last year of my contract. And, once OTAs and camp started and things like that, once, they kind of, call my representatives and let them know, that they wanted to get something done, then that kind of hit home with you. And then it kind of just took off, both sides wanted to get something done. And, I just kind of stayed out of it and let my agent and the team handle those things. And I just continued went to work, and did my job, by going out to OTAs and out to the program and just showing what I'm capable of doing. Obviously, I think that kind of helped also.
Johnny and I have talked about for a defensive back to finish two full contracts, and now this will be a contract extension for you. That's pretty surprising in this day and age. What do you attribute your longevity to? Are you surprised that you're still playing at this level, or how hard have you had to work to maintain that?
I think it's definitely a lot of hard work goes into it. Hard work, sacrifice, a lot of those things. But, at the same time, I think just being in a great environment, being on a winning team, having great teammates, and just being, around the same guys, I think that all took part of it also. And I think kind of helped me just, be comfortable here at home and get to play to the best of my abilities. I think all those things kind of just played into it. And, obviously, that'd be my fifth season playing with Kareem. I think that's having a factor also, so. There's a lot of things that I think attribute to it. I'm just happy to be here for another couple of years and have a chance to end my career to Texas.
Jonathan Joseph joining us on Texans Radio. We are at Houston Texans Grill. He's joining us on the line. Jonathan, give us a taste of how the defensive backs are doing as a group. Kevin Johnson was drafted in the first round. I see Darryl Morris flying around out there. He was with the team last year. You have some new faces. What do you think of the group as a whole?
I think the team's doing a great job of adding, great talent around, guys that we've already had here before. And I think a lot of those young guys, Kevin Johnson, Darryl Morris, Andre Howell, he's making a move to safety, Lonnie Ballantyne, Eddie Pleasant. It's an opportunity for all those guys, and I think those guys kind of see it. And I think just, add more talent and depth to the team, I think that raises the competition level for everyone. I think, everyone did a great job going out and competing in spring and showing, the team a reason why they want to be it.
Jonathan, Mark said that you might not be in town right now. Where are you calling from, and what are your plans for the next 6 weeks?
Oh, wow. I just got back in town, and I think I'm about to head back out in a couple of days. I had to go out of town for a wedding, and I think I'm going to take a vacation. Me and my wife actually going to go take a little quick vacation. But I'm going to be back and forth from Houston and Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm going to work out between the two places there. And just, obviously take a few family trips on the weekend. But for the most part, it's pretty much all business throughout the week, working out a couple times, adding a little yoga and Pilates and things like that, and just doing more stretching.
Great to have J.Joe in the fold for many years to come. Coming up on the show, Mike Vrabel, linebackers coach, and also Chester Pitts, who is right here with us at Houston Texans Grill. But first, what's hot video-wise on HoustonTexans.com? Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number five, a special Father's Day message from the Houston Texans. Coming in at number four, Watt and Wilfork comment on each other. At number three this week is another crazy edition of Dear Drew. At number two, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. And at number one this week, Arnold invites J.J. Watt to a screening of Terminator Genesis. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.